At Chamblin's Uptown, the regular morning crowd is mixing with a group that's gathered here to reflect on Charleston. Middleburg resident Karen Rhodes is waiting for her grandson to finish art camp. She says she's just overheard the group leader, Alita Alston Torre, talking to the assembled Black Lives Matter organizers.
Well, I heard some of the things she was saying about complacency and about racism, and I just looked at her and I said, "You are absolutely right."
Alston Torre says it's important to talk about how the shooting in Charleston relates to Jacksonville's race and class issues.
What's happened in Charleston is a reflection of what could happen in Jacksonville. It's unfortunate to say.
The bookstore's owner, Jennifer O'Donnell, says she hopes dialogue like this is the first step toward preventing hate crimes from happening here.
I'm sure the people of South Carolina didn't see this coming either. And unfortunately, because of their loss, we have to take action now to prevent it from happening here.
The group says it plans to meet again to continue the conversation. Mary McIntyre, WJCT News.